Happy Monday to you guys. Hope you guys are having an amazing day. And I was trying to get it to where it will do live with you guys. You guys could just kind of tap into that. But we'll work that out. But a great day it is. I hope you are sitting at your desk or already got your day started. This is going to be your meditation and your journey of self-love together today. Today we are on our third day of 100 days of Why I Love Me. And I hope yesterday you guys were able to write into your journal, because guess what? We're going to be going back over those days and we're going to be discussing those days. So on yesterday, it was setting boundaries are necessary for achieving dimensional goals. So we're not talking about levels. I always talk about that. We're never talking about levels anymore. That's mediocre. We're talking about dimensions, like way, 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 way up there. We can see levels, but we can't see dimensions. And that's the power of being able to tap into really reaching your goals. And so we'll talk about that. Setting boundaries is very necessary. And so that was on yesterday. And some days I will find my, allowing you guys to do this on your own, because I do want the self-development and the personal growth to kind of go with you guys, being accountable for yourself. And today is day three. I'm so excited for you guys. So day three is let the very thing that comes from your mouth always be words of motivation, love, and inspiration. And that's not even towards just other people, but this has to do everything with you. Let your words towards you always be words of motivation, love. Be kind to yourself. Learn to be kind to yourself. Learn to be patient with yourself. And learn to inspire yourself. Telling yourself that you can do it. And I want to really focus on the lens that we're looking out of, you guys. You know how you take your glasses off your face and you kind of just clean them with your, you know, shirt or whatever. But sometimes we need something to help with the cleaning. So if you have to take your glasses off or the lens that you're looking at, you may need to wipe it off with an all-purpose cleaner. That's going to get everything that's stuck on that lens. And that's the lens that we look out of. What are you seeing? Where do you see yourself in the next 6 months? Where do you see yourself in the next year? Listen, I got some big goals. I have goals, and they're not even wishes, okay? Because wishes are something that you wish, but you really just don't really pursue. Goals are something that you're going to pursue and make happen. We can wish all day long, but goals are meant to be met. And I was telling my pastor on yesterday that everything that I have ever set my mind to do, I did it. And he was like, okay, you were activating faith way long ago and you didn't even know it. So whatever I've ever put my mind to do, I've done it. Whatever I have set my eyes on, I have achieved it. And so if you find yourself in a resting place or a sitting place where you're not doing much, that means God is really, really working. And I had to realize that for myself. When you're not doing a whole lot, please know that God is always working behind the scenes. And so when you're busy, you'll end up missing what He has for you. So we don't want to miss in this season, even with all the chaos in the world, we don't want to miss what is coming to us. We don't want to miss it. So be sure to let everything that comes from your mouth are always words of motivation. Always motivate yourself. Always motivate those who are around you. Always spreading love. Always. That is the best gift that you could give anyone. And we should be giving that gift every single day. And inspiration. Inspire yourself. First, you have to inspire yourself before you can inspire someone else. So make sure you're inspiring yourself on a day-to-day basis. Every minute, every time you think about it, try to inspire yourself, be it you reading something, listening to something. Feed your spirit on a day-to-day basis, you guys. Go on and tap into those creative powers that's given to you. And even if it looks really, really dim for you, just know that God has a plan. And my favorite scripture when it's dark is Jeremiah 29:11. For it says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." See, God spoke those encouraging words to a group of people who failed. In spite of their shortcomings, God still had a plan for them. And He has a plan for you. We all have potential in life. And that potential can only be unlocked by you. Let Jesus rule every aspect in your life. Let Him rule every aspect in your life. Well, you guys, it's day 3. Be sure that you write in your journal, "This is just the beginning of a journey of self-love." You guys, we're 97 days down. Yeah, excited. 97 days to go. I hope you guys have a blessed day. And may the favor of God be upon you. And that same favor that is upon you, we pray that you are able to bless somebody else with the same favor. Go and be great, my beloveds.